Andy Griffiths, the world-famous children's author, probably needs no introduction. You might know him from his iconic Treehouse series, or you may have grown up with him through the Just books. Just Shocking, Just Stupid, Just Annoying, or perhaps even the Bad books. Or maybe the unforgettable Bum trilogy, including Zombie Bums from Uranus and The Day My Butt Went Psycho, a personal favourite of mine. Honestly, if I listed all of Andy's books, we'd be here for a little while. But more recently, he's released the book The Land of the Lost Things, and now a brand new release, You, Me, and the Peanut Butter Beast. Andy joins me in 2SER Studios to chat about this new book and the national tour that's followed. Andy, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I grew up reading your books as a child, and I know many of my generation has read them along with me from the late 90s right until the early 2000s. In fact, a friend of mine told me today she used to listen to your audiobooks every night before she went to bed, which I think is very sweet.
Sweet nightmares.
And it's safe to say you've really had such a big impact on many childhoods. You published your first book, Swinging on the Clothesline, in 1993. And since then, you've had a wildly successful career that has spanned more than three decades. When did you first realize that you were a writer?
It was pretty early in, like, when I think back on my childhood and teenage years, I was always writing something. Mm. It wasn't like I wanted to be a writer. But I was always getting a rise out of my parents or making my friends laugh by writing ridiculous things in class. And we had this fake band, which we used to amuse ourselves with. And we had world tours planned out, and we wrote songs, and they were parodies of the songs of the day, you know. So I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones was I Can't Make No Sense of Maths. And so we put this band together for real, and it was a total shambolic, but it was well received. People loved it and found it funny and energetic. And so that was really where I was writing, just in sort of musical terms. But I realised I was a writer a few years into that band. Yeah. I was like, I'm not that musical. I love it. But my songs were turning into stories. I became a high school English teacher at the same time as learning to write, and all the kids are going, there's nothing good to read. And I was like, what about The Day My Bum Ran Away? You can write about that stuff, sir? And I said, yes, you can write about anything. And so I began writing with the kids and self-publishing their work, self-publishing my own work, and it took off from there.
And now you started the Treehouse journey iconically 13 years ago, and it's now grown into this epic, towering series with 169 stories. Has it been your favourite series to work on, or has there been sort of another project that maybe has gotten less attention that you prefer?
All of the books I've written at the time were my favourite. So I was pushing the envelope, the limits of what you could get away with. The Bad book eventually turned into the Treehouse series. We toned it down. We said, all right, not 80% violence and gratuitous rudeness. What if we just toned that back to 10%? And me and Terry living in a treehouse trying to write our books but getting distracted. Suddenly our audience grew exponentially. Not everyone likes punk rock. I don't understand it myself, but so that's how the Treehouse evolved.
Mm. And you're currently on your national tour for You, Me and the Peanut Butter Beast. That will wrap up this weekend at Sydney's Opera House. How have the nation's readers responded to the release so far?
They are really enjoying it now that it's got another book in the series. Yeah. So we went to the Land of Lost Things last year. Mm-hmm. And readers are incredibly conservative, as we all are. You know, you want what you've already had.
Yeah.
You know, they want more Treehouse. And so when we brought the new book out last year, they're going, where's more Treehouse? And I said, well, we can't. We hit 13 books, 169. You can't build a treehouse higher than 169 stories.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. But this year I've noticed they know. And they go, oh, yeah, this is cool. So once they can invest in a series, the momentum goes.
And might I ask what your particular focus on peanut butter was for? Do you find that it's a particularly beastly spread?
I just thought peanut butter is sort of a funny thing. Originally, it was going to be the peanut butter and jelly monster because the jelly sounded funny. But it was suggested that's a little bit American for domestic audiences. And we'd have to make it peanut butter and jam. Mm. And then there's just a couple of words too many there. So peanut butter beast just sounds fun. And what it's doing is something I do a lot. It's taking a lowly thing like peanut butter, it's low status, and putting it with the word beast, which is high status fantasy.
Yeah.
And that's what gets me excited. So, yeah, it's a beast, obviously, that likes peanut butter. And because we've been having a peanut butter sandwich picnic on the way down and we end up with it all over us when we hit the bottom, we are now sitting ducks for the peanut butter beast. so we have to jump down another hole. So.
Wow, gosh. And that might lead you into a third book of the series as well.
Maybe absolutely.
Yes. That's on the horizon.
I think it's time to visit the land of the giants.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I want to push Bill into really Gulliver's Travels, Jack and the Beanstalk, BFG kind of territory. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I finally have one more question for you, and it might be just the most important of them all. Are you a smooth peanut butter enjoyer, or do you like it a bit crunchy?
Crunchy any day.
All the way. Yeah, I agree.
The texture. and a writing a guru, I call her my teacher, but I've never met her, Natalie Goldberg, wrote an American poet and writing teacher, wrote a book called Writing Down the Bones. And she said, I like chocolate chip cookies, but I like them with lots of chocolate chips. Mm. And that's how she likes her stories too. Lots of stuff going on. So, yeah, crunchy peanut butter, extra chocolate chips, lots going on in the books.
What about a peanut butter and chocolate chip cookie crossover? That's my kind of cookie.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're writing your own book and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Andy. Andy, it's been so much fun talking to you today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in studio.
Great to be here. I love community radio. I live in Melbourne. I grew up listening to Triple R and that was my other university.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you. And if you'd like to catch Andy Griffiths live, join him and the illustrator Bill Hope in a Laugh Out Loud event to celebrate the launch of their new book. You can head to the Sydney Opera House website for tickets for this Saturday's show at 1 p.m. And don't forget to grab a copy of his brand new book, You, Me and the Peanut Butter Beast, available now at all good bookstores. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.